Thanks, Seth. I'm here with Minor from MediCloud. Minor, why don't you quickly introduce yourself and what your project is?
Well, I'm the creator, designer of MediCloud.me. It's an application that we're designing. Actually, it's a web application that we designed to help doctors in Latin America to manage their practice. MediCloud.me allows them to manage their schedules, their patient records, their incomes in the clinic. So doctors in Latin America, I don't know if in the U.S., but in Latin America, are not as experts to manage their background activities in the office. MediCloud.me is designed to help them on that task. And obviously, we're using the cloud that Microsoft Azure provides for us.
Yeah, actually, that's great. So it's kind of awesome to think about what was probably a very paper-driven, manual process for data entry. You know, there's errors that can happen, you lose documents, and everything's kind of been driven to the cloud. So what services are you using inside of Azure?
Well, actually, we're using virtual machines inside Azure.
Okay.
I know that Azure provides a lot of services, and in the speakers that we were before, we knew, I was saying that I feel like in a cafeteria with a whole menu of tools and kinds, cool things that we as developers would love to test all of them. But we are using just the small and basic parts. We are using the virtual machine.
Sure.
We are using SQL Server inside the virtual machine, and obviously using Visual Studio too. I would say in a very basic way.
Capacity,
we are not as experts as I think we could be with all these kind of tools that you have here in Azure Technologies.
So when did this actually ship, and how long has it been available for doctors, and how many customers do you have right now?
Yeah, we come up with this idea, I would say that a year and a half before. Actually, this wasn't our first idea. We are kind of entrepreneurs on this kind of technology, the cloud-based technologies. We started initially making some kind of experiment, trying to make a tool for helping small business users there in our country, in Guatemala. And that didn't work. Actually, we failed on that project. And then we come up with this idea. Hey, we can make these cloud tools, application with these kind of tools. We're using Visual Studio, so we decided to try another thing, and that's when the MediCloud.me idea came up. And
you were going to whiteboard how everything kind of works. So, like, how do people think about kind of the architecture of all the different pieces from, you know, the patient and the doctor within there?
Okay. Yeah, I would say that.
This is a beautiful drawing of a cloud, by the way. That is fantastic.
I'm not the best.
Okay, we got Azure.
We are Azure there. We have SQL Server.
SQL Server, okay.
Inside. And this is for us. It's MediCloud.me.
Okay.
Our users obviously are the doctors and their assistants.
Okay.
And as you can imagine, around the medical industry, there are a lot of other people interested. I don't know how to say it. Laboratories.
Laboratories, sure.
Yeah. Pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, you start thinking about the ecosystem for everybody that needs this medical information. It's actually pretty large.
Yeah, that's why we saw this as not just as an interesting thing to do in the technical way, but also in the business way.
Yeah.
So we partnered with one of my friends who is in the medical industry.
Sure.
And he decided to support this idea. That's why we are here, and we are growing really, really fast in Latin America. We are actually now in 16 countries.
16 countries, that's awesome.
That in our first year, and obviously this is like a dream for us. We sought to grow, but not as fast as we are doing it.
Okay, and you know, all of this is deployment using Team Foundation Server, you were saying? Or how exactly do you do and handle deployments?
We are a small team of developers there in Guatemala, and we discovered also how to use Team Foundation Services. Actually, I'm not the guy who is expert on that.
Sure.
Someone in the team does for us. But it's been a really basic and really easy to use tool for us. And I know now that the Team Foundation service has a lot of more services that we could use in the future. And I am amazed with that. I am amazed with the possibilities that the future has for us on this project.
So if people want to learn more about MediCloud.me, where do they go? Just the website?
That's our website. I know this is not used anymore. MediCloud.me. And you can find us also in Facebook. We're doing very small efforts to market our services. And we're doing it now with the actual technology.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Maynard. This has been very cool. We're now going to throw it back to our dear friend Seth, who's with Anders Heilsberg. And again, we're going to have that live Q&A.